Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, Nicole Sclafani, General Manager of LCC TV and also produces Lansing Lowdown. Hi, Nicole. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Trying to stay warm. How are you?
Just fine. Where are you? You're on your way to an event, right?
I am, yeah. LCC, the American Marketing Association, which is actually one of the largest in the country, is having a Battle of the Bands at the Loft, and it's actually a fundraiser to raise some money to send them to New Orleans next year so they can take place in the National AMA Convention. So we have a lot of local bands going there and a lot of LCC bands. So I'm on my way there to support it. $7 to get in, and it goes from 7 to 11 tonight. So I think it's going to be a great time. It's for a good cause, so we're out supporting it for sure.
4 hours of local music. That sounds pretty good. Very reasonable price, too.
Definitely, yeah. And, you know, it's a great cause. I know the kids really worked very hard in order to get it together. The AMA is really just really great at LCC, and it's grown. I know it's about 25 to 30 members or so, but they're very active in the community and also on the campus. So very great to participate in. Also going on a little bit, probably not tonight. That's probably the gist of where I'm going tonight. But then, of course, I'll be at Silver Bells tomorrow. Will you
right.
be there?
Yeah, Silver Bells is going to be exciting. You're actually going to join us, I believe, from Silver Bells at some point tomorrow. And we talked about that. But we are going to be in studio. We have been on site the past 4 years at Silver Bells. We're going to try it a little differently. Technically, we're going to be in studio, and we're going to go out to the party. And
oh,
talk to various people about different times and different things happening there so we can give people a little bit of flavor, and then I'll be heading out there after the show. So a lot of things going on, and it is certainly a showcase for Greater Lansing. And talk about somewhere between 125 and 150,000 people, Nicole.
Oh, it's always so huge, huge. And I think even this year, I know that they've, you know, of course they have the fireworks going on, and there's also a concert that's going to take place right on the Capitol steps with Josh Golden.
Yeah.
He's a Disney star, 16-year-old kid. And I know a lot of the, it's a great, you know, it's going to be a great family concert. So that's going to be great. Of course, the lighting of the tree. And afterwards, of course, is the LCC radio play. We're trying to bring everybody down to Dart Auditorium for a free radio play of It's a Wonderful Life.
And that is great. I've seen that before.
Yeah.
Jason Colthorpe and company, and that's
yeah.
been a lot of fun. Jim Fordyce has been involved in that.
Definitely. Oh, it's a great time, and you know, we'll have free coffee, cocoa, cookies, and all that kind of stuff. I think we got about 300 people down there last time, so we're just going to bring everybody right down from the center of downtown all the way to Dart, hopefully, and get them in to continue the night. So that's going to be a really great time. And also, actually, I know I just got on the phone with my friend who works with Lansing and linking Lansing and you, and she said over for MSU students, there's going to be a lot more MSU students there because they're offering actually rides
great.
In front of LS Petco in East Lansing all the way to downtown Lansing. And then Kat is going to bring them home at night, and there's an entertainment express, they call it, that's going to be bringing students back till 2 a.m. so everybody can really share in. I know there's also a party going on at Tropo that I might be at, so maybe I'll call in and tell you all about it.
I guarantee you that half of the Michigan State students, Nicole, have never been to downtown
yeah.
Lansing for anything like Silver Bells.
No, and it's really a great opportunity to get them down there and actually see that they're part of something greater. You know, I think a lot of students come from different areas around Michigan, around the nation, and it's great to know that they're actually in a community down here, and they're actually in a big city. So it's a great big city feel, and it gets them to explore a little bit more of the downtown area, which can really offer a lot for young people and young professionals, too. So it's a great, great networking as well.
Can you tell us anything about the LCC float in the electric
yeah.
light parade?
Yeah, we're actually, I think it's going to be filled up this year with some, because this is our homecoming week.
Right.
We've got the big game on Saturday at 1 o'clock.
Right.
Women and men basketball. But I think it's going to be filled with a lot of the athletes on the truck, and it's going to be lit up. Last year, we really lit that thing up. You couldn't even see the LCC sign. There was definitely lights all around it. But this year, there's going to be the athletes in it, and I believe, I'm not sure if we got our bus in it, but hopefully we did. I know I was just talking to someone about this earlier. I think we may have, you might be able to see the big, I call it the big tour bus,
right.
the LCC tour bus riding in it. So it was really fun. Last year we rode on it with Dr. Knight and actually hung on the side of the rail truck while it was going down the street. So
It's an exciting time at LCC. There's a new athletic logo being unveiled.
Yeah.
And of course, that will be very different. Also, the Lansing Community College show going to air at the end of November, WLNS, right?
Yeah, we actually got some great airtime on WLNS. It's a new show called Connections, and I'm not just saying this because LCC signs my paychecks, but LCC, is, especially after producing this show, I just find out how big of a web we have in the community, from the business context that we have to the community service stuff that we do to a lot of what our programs are centered around, to our students, to everything. Really, everybody that I work with has a story about what they're doing for students, what they're doing for the community, what program they're working on, what grant they're working on. And this is really a great show to kind of showcase those connections with the community. So it's going to be a new show, and it's going to be actually airing on LCC TV, but also for the month of December and end of November on LNS on Thursdays. So pretty excited about that. So it's a great connection, and it's a really great show that highlights some good programs that we do, and then, you know, a lot of the staff, the great staff that work here, and the students, too. We have a lot of students on that are talking about their experience, talking about what they're doing in order to be more involved in the community college.
Nicole Sclafani of LCC TV and Lansing Lowdown, an area arts and entertainment contributor, our guest on Ebling and You. Nicole, I always talk about Michigan State University being a land-grant institution and how involved it is in things going on around the state, cooperative extension and the like. But Lansing Community College cannot be topped locally in terms of the commitment, the involvement, all of the programs and all of the knowledge that is imparted here in Ingham County.
Yeah, everybody is really so dedicated to and so passionate about what they do. I've been in the corporate world for a while, and being here and just seeing that link and that passion in order to help within the lives of students, within the community, any project that they have, I mean, you know, we're all working very, very hard, I know, and I know there's a lot of people that are working way harder than me in order to change the lives of people in this community, and it's really great to be surrounded by that positive environment, especially with their coworkers. So really proud of everybody, you know, so make sure to wave at us when you see us in the parade tomorrow, and definitely looking forward, you know, to being out there again with the community and hanging out with everybody, so it'll be a good time.
You've also been making the rounds of farmers markets in the area,
I have.
Right?
Yeah,
tell us a little bit about this and what the Sclafani Thanksgiving dinner is all about.
Well, we used to host it here up at our house, but actually we're going to go back down to Detroit and celebrate it actually with Mark's family. But really, it's just, you know, it's a great time. We're actually going to bring some locally produced food and some recipes that I've kind of concocted with some locally produced ingredients. So I just kind of came from the Bath Farmers Market, and then the day before Thanksgiving, the Meridian Township Market actually opens up their pavilion. You can get some fresh farm eggs, you can get meat and cheese and anything else there. I know garlic's in season and some lettuce is in season actually for people who have hoop houses.
Right.
And also City Market. So we're just going to try to, we've got a couple recipes, going to go, went a little bit shopping today, going to go a little bit shopping next week and just try to test out some of my creations on the family, right? That's what Thanksgiving's all about.
Next Thursday, of course, we'll have a special program for Thanksgiving. And 2 weeks from today, you're going to be here in studio, we hope, with Cameron Ganas, and you'll be co-hosting this show on December 2nd. Look forward to that. I don't know if I'll get my job back, but you guys will do a great job.
Way too much fun.
In the meantime, thanks so much for joining us, Nicole, and have a terrific Thanksgiving.
You too, Jack.
We'll be right back. Ken Glickman will be here next, along with Melanie Helton. Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.